Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, Pastor Gwenga Shafe, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
Finally. Praise God forevermore. We are here live in the city of Lagos, Nigeria, and we are broadcasting to the rest of the world. Praise God. You're welcome in the name of Jesus Christ. And it's good to have you here. Praise God forevermore. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. The atmosphere is ripe. It's ripe for something huge. It's ripe for something very big. And we are super excited. Hallelujah. Praise God. Let's pray in tongues for 1 minute as we open this atmosphere to the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Abra shatade lembra hasata kabaladia. Maragade libro sikedia balagada mazurabadele. Karabadele tozo pradali kabana matialo dobo shitrese kala. We thank you, Father, for the atmosphere of the Spirit. If I can get just one spiritual person here, one spirit-minded person, and let us push and begin to magnify the Lord for what he's about to do. Say, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. And we thank you, Father, for ordering our steps, because you've not asked us to seek you in vain. And we thank you, Father. Endali makaradi shi baladi siono tolianda rabalado sotroboshi kede le kalamara dasa. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Because your banner over us is love. And we thank you, Lord. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Blessed be your name, O God. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and amen. Praise God forevermore. Now, it's very important for you to be able to look into the times and the seasons that are upon us. Our Lord Jesus taught us, and he said that the house of Israel will be left desolate because they were not able to discern the time of their visitation. What that means is that even though it may be God's will for you to come into certain things, even though it may be God's will for you to come into certain manifestations, maybe you are due and you are ripe for a heavy move of the Holy Ghost. But if you are not able to discern those times, you are going to find that you may be cut short. You may be left hanging. You just find that you are sensing something, but you are not able to come into those things. So the subject of discernment is not really something that is open to negotiation. The subject of discernment is not subject to what you want to just leave to chance. It is one of the greatest weapons that the Holy Spirit has given to his children. It is one of the greatest weapons that has been given to believers. And I want you to hear me with your spirit and write as much as you can. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I want you to receive discernment now. Just pray in tongues for a minute and receive discernment. Begin to ask the Holy Spirit for discernment. The ability to discern the will of God. The ability to be able to come into the accurate understanding of the will of God. I want you to begin to pray in the Holy Ghost and begin to receive this supernatural activation right now. Tan le kora mantrash kelos rebalafu tiambes korande elekora lupre de koda lakadia. Over every thirsty soul tonight. Over every thirsty soul tonight. We ask, Father, that you will open the thresholds of discernment such that we can begin to come into the things that you have prepared for us in this season, that none will be missing and none will be lost, none will be exonerated by the simply for the reason of lack of discernment. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, we are going to be here for 3 days, 6 to 7, every evening, West African time. And you're welcome. Everybody connecting on YouTube, on Facebook, on Zoom, and on Mixlr. Praise God. You're welcome in the name of Jesus Christ. And we are going to be here for 3 days. And it's going to be a great time of just sitting under the word. And if the Lord opens a prophetic atmosphere over us, we are going to prophesy. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. I can see people coming in on Mixlr, and it's great to have everybody here. So today is the first day of this conference, Greater Words Conference. This conference was something we started this year based on the structure we've received from the Lord. And I don't know if we're going to be here next month for the Greater Words Conference, but it's supposed to be once a quarter. And after that, we just go back to our regular online services and in all our church centers. Okay, so today we are going to take a very deep look into the subject of revival. Hallelujah. So we tie to this message, The Sounds of Revival. So this is the Greater Words Conference, day one. Hallelujah. So if you're on Facebook, please go to my Facebook page and just help share the broadcast. If you're on YouTube, please kindly do the same. You can send this link to as many as possible your friends and let them join in, because the atmosphere is open. Hallelujah. Praise God forevermore. Now listen, the subject of revival is a very important subject. In fact, the subject of revival does not really even concern unbelievers. It concerns believers. And I sense in my spirit that the Lord is ready again, you know, to bring revival into our personal lives and into our lives as a community, as a local church, as a nation. And there are going to be shakings. Listen to me, after this conference, there are going to be shakings in the nation. So you are going to hear things will happen. You are going to hear things will happen. Some of the most stable countries, you are going to hear some very devastating news. And God will permit it. God will permit it, not because he cannot take it away. But you see, man is beginning to advance beyond a level where we begin to think we don't need God. So God will allow certain things to happen so that men will begin to seek his face again. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So this is the word of prophecy. So, but unto you that belong to him, I also bring you a word of assurance from the Lord, that no evil will come near your dwelling place, and that no imagination from the pit of hell will come around you. Because the Lord said, in this season, I'm going to cause my love to be revealed. In a very profound way, I'm going to cause my love to be revealed. It's not going to be something that man can give. It's the peace of the Lord. He said, my peace I leave with you. He said, not as the world gives. He said, but my peace. He said, for you will be in the midst of many turmoils. He said, but be of good cheer. He said, because you have overcome the world. So there's a victorious anointing. There's a grace for victory that is going to rest upon many people. Many people, God's children, are going to begin to come into unusual ability to triumph. A triumphant anointing. Lika Roma Sila Dashi Abarakari. Baradesi Lembrotusia. It's a triumphant anointing that is going to be released as we sit under the atmosphere of his word. Ah Kalibra Kudiandesia. And questions will be answered. And some of you have very deep questions in your heart. You are asking the Lord, what would you have me do? There are some of you that need to make major career decisions. You need to make major marital decisions. Lika zaprakedia. And the Lord said the atmosphere is going to be open for answers. The Lord said, I'm going to speak to you in dreams. I'm going to speak to you in visions. I'm going to speak to you, Malika Tasia Rabaka, the true prophecy. So the Lord said, there are a few of you here. So I'm going to bring you confirmations, not once but twice, in these 3 days. So you want to be sensitive. You want to write as much as you can. Don't let the devil deceive you. This is not, don't combine Netflix and this thing we are doing here. Okay? Don't combine, it's not going to work. Because the atmosphere is supercharged. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So I want to read from Psalms chapter 85. Quickly, I will read from verse 1 to 7. To the chief musician, a psalm for the sons of Korah. Lord, thou hast been favorable unto thy land. Thou hast brought back the captivity of Jacob. I just thought someone would say amen there. The Lord has brought back the captivity of Jacob. Thou hast forgiven the iniquity of your people, and thou hast covered all their sins. Thou hast taken away all thy wrath, and thou hast torn thyself from the fierceness of thy anger. Hallelujah. Turn us, O God of our salvation, and cause your anger towards us to cease. Will thou be angry with us forever? Will thou draw out thy anger towards generations? Look at verse 6. Will thou not revive us again, that your people may rejoice in thee? Show us your mercy, O Lord, and grant us your salvation. Praise God. Now, the first I want to say here is that every time you find that there is the absence of freshness in the spirit, every time you find that you are praying and you are seeking the Lord and you are doing everything you're supposed to do, but it seems that you are struggling, and you have this kind of experience for an extended period of time, it is a strong pointer that you need to begin to seek the Lord, especially in the concerning the matter of revival. It is very possible for that which is the Lord has ordained, which the Lord has blessed, yet for it to begin to have certain challenges, you know, and you begin to wonder, I thought the Lord said to me that I should go into this particular project. It is very possible for the Lord to ask you to do something and there's going to be a problem. You know, way back, I used to think that if the Lord said, this person is your wife, it means nothing can happen to the relationship. But right now I know that affliction will always arise for the worst sake. If the Lord has ordained for you to be in a particular relationship, whether it's a business relationship, whether it's a marital relationship, whatever kind of relationship, that puts the demand on you to stand before the Lord so that you do not lose that which the Lord has given you on the strength of carelessness. Okay, so this man of God was saying to us, he said, God, revive us again so that we may rejoice in thee. So every time you find that you are having to deal with a lot of conflict, every time you are trying to, you know, you pray, you are doing everything, but there's no new song. There's no new song that is being given to you from the Lord. And when I speak of a new song, I don't necessarily speak of maybe a song of the Spirit in the sense of a song that you have never heard before. Sometimes it is just a song of the moment. The Lord puts a song in your heart and you just wake up, and that period, that will be the song that will just come to your heart. Sometimes you wake up with it, sometimes you are driving and you just find that this song is there. So that is the song of the Lord that is given to you. And what you should do is to sing that song until you are traveled in the spirit on the strength of that song. The scripture said that Elijah was giving angels food, not once but twice. And as he ate, he was able to travel in the strength of that food for about 40 days. So every time the Lord ministers to us, whether it's in a particular word or whether it's in an allocation of the Spirit in terms of a song, God expects us to sing that song not once. He expects us to sing it more than once, maybe twice or three times. And many of us have these experiences. Sometimes you don't even know why you are singing a particular song. That is the signal. That is the voice of God telling you, this is my vehicle to transport you. And a lot of things happen during this period when you begin to sing that song. Sometimes you see, and I mean, like some of you would sing this song and it feels so much better than even when there's a keyboard or a guitar or there's a drum. You are just on your own. You are singing this song and it's so enjoyable, it's so blessed, you just want to be alone. You don't want anybody to distract you. That is the movement of the Lord. That is the work of the Holy Spirit. And I want you to pay attention, because many times when you don't pay attention to that which the Holy Ghost has made available to you, you may leave that timing may expire,
then you find that you begin to have some challenges and you don't have enough strength to go through that challenge. But you may feel like, oh, why is God abandoned? No. God had already allocated something that was despised. So you now went into the next phase unprepared. So it is not by chance, it is not a coincidence that you woke up with a song in the morning. It is not by chance that you had a dream and you sang a song and you woke up and continued singing that song. It's not by chance that you were driving out and this particular thing just came and you suddenly started praying. You couldn't explain it. So you find these things in those spirit moments. And these are the things that help sustain revival. Again, let me go ahead and tell you that one of the most significant factors that takes away the power of revival, because when we talk about revival, we are talking about restoring a life that is given to you, but you are not getting the full benefit of that life. So for instance, you are talking about somebody who is sick. So that person has to be in the hospital. The person has the life of God in him, or he has his human life, but he's not able to operate at his full functionality because of ill health. So he needs to be taken care of. Okay? But when the person becomes better, he's able to get up on his feet, he becomes revived. So for you to not be in a continuous state of revival means that that person is suffering from spiritual ill health. For a person not to be in a position of if you are experiencing a situation where you are not enjoying the best of God, where you are not enjoying the best of God, it does mean that you could be in a state of ill health. And I do want to just lay this so that you don't begin to wonder what is it that particularly could be wrong with you. Praise God forevermore. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God forevermore. So like I was sharing with you, sin or iniquity is one of the reasons why we have some of these states of ill health. So, and the Lord begins to bring this to me, and you know, that a lot of believers are playing with sin. A lot of believers are playing with sin. And we need to begin to look at some of these issues. God does not want us to be careless. A lot of believers are going through a phase. And the Lord began to help me understand that for many of his children, they did not set out to go into sin. A lot of people are bored. A lot of people are dealing with depression. And please, I need you to hear me clearly in your spirit. A lot of people are dealing with depression. So people many times do not set out to sin. But please understand that sin leads to spiritual ill health. So people are bored. People are resorting to man to fill up a particular vacuum for happiness. So you could find believers who miss out on spiritual moments where they are able to pray in tongues, where they are able to capture the moments in the spirit, where they are able to sing. They're able to sing in the spirit. They begin to divert that timing and attention to comedy. They divert that kind of attention to comedy skits. And you see them laughing hysterically. Okay? And the Lord said that there's a warning there. That why that itself may not be a sin. But the moment your primary source of joy begins to come from the natural man, the moment your primary source of joy begins to come from that which is of the flesh, the Lord said it's a warning sign. The Lord said it's a warning sign that somebody is about to become unhealthy and that we need to draw our strength from the wells of salvation. We need to draw our joy from the wells of salvation. And the Lord says, look, that we must address this issue. You know, personally, I love comedy and I listen to it a lot. But the Lord began to bring that word very clearly, that he doesn't want his children to draw their source of joy and happiness from that which a natural man is giving to them, through TV or through social media, and that we must begin to engage afresh in a deliberate way. In fact, one of the things we need to begin to look at here is finding specific times of prayer. A lot of believers need to go back to specific times of prayer. You know, maybe you want to pray in the morning, maybe you want to pray in the afternoon, or I mean, for some of us who have to drive often, our car is one of our major prayer spots. Okay, especially when you are alone, you are able to pray in the spirit while you drive. It's a good time and you should try it, you know. Some have moments that are based on your work schedule. You are able to work around certain things. The Lord is insisting that we must go back to specific times of prayers. You know, and coincidentally, I find most of our fathers, our spiritual fathers, they are saying the same thing. Now, excuse me, I don't know if any of you have observed that most of our spiritual fathers right now are all out there on the field and they are doing crusades. Pastor Adebo is out there currently now holding crusades. Bishop Oyedepo, Paul Eneche, Dagerwood Mills, Benny In. If you look around, you know, especially for Pastor Kumuyi, especially for many of them who are above this 70 and above age bracket, they are doing a lot. And that is telling us, they are sending us a very strong signal. You see, that signal is very clear, but many are missing out on it. It's not really about the fact that they are going about in their old age. It's the fact that many of them are about to be taken away. And there's going to be a replacement system that will be initiated that is even going on as we speak now. Okay? And I want you to begin to note, many of them are doing a last minute push to credit their spiritual accounts by winning many souls to Christ. So many people who say, I live in Lagos, or I live in the UK, or you live in very busy cities where you think that the nature of that city exonerates you from the counsel and the mandate of heaven, there's a big mistake. Listen to me. If you're in Nigeria and you live outside this country, the Lord has permitted it so that his kingdom through you can spread forth his borders. Don't go to such cities and become like them. You must become an Esther. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. I don't know who I'm prophesying to. You must become an Esther. Joseph, you should not go there and fit in and become an Egyptian. You must rise up and become a Joseph. You must go there and become a Daniel. Listen to me. That city needs you. That nation needs you. That nation requires that which God has put in your spirit. And God is saying, look, it is time for revival again to spread through the lands. And that in this season, it will cause the rod of Moses to swallow up the rods of the magicians. But Moses must find himself in the battleground. Moses must leave his comfort zone. He must leave the mountain of God and proceed back to the place where he was raised. He must proceed back to the place where he ran away from. You see, God will raise a man in a system, then he will take that man out of that system and then empower him to go back and take that system. And that was exactly what happened to Moses. Okay, so there is the sound of revival. And every time we talk about revival, we are talking about a renewed interest, a renewed call to begin to seek the Lord again. Every time we talk about revival, we are talking about a renewed call to begin to seek the Lord again. People are becoming fired up. People are not using their jobs as an excuse not to pray. So you, even the young children, even the teenagers, they'll begin to pray in tongues. They'll begin to find fresh power, fresh fire, to begin to do some of the things that even our fathers, we know them to do. So it is a call to begin to seek the Lord again. Secondly, revival is a call to turn away from sin. Okay, so every time there's a call to revival, it is because God wants us to turn away from sin. And sin in this context refers to everything that offends God. Okay, if there is something specifically that God has said to you, stop this thing, then that thing becomes a standard for which the heavens will hold you. Then, of course, we have those specific sins that are listed in the scriptures. Excuse me. So God is saying, look, we must begin to pay attention because the serpents are going to be released. And the only way for you to be able to survive the adversity that is to come is to make sure you are also in the will of God, so that the rod of authority that is in your hands can become a serpent, and it will begin to swallow up every other activity of Satan. Listen to me. The only way Moses will be able to deal with the issues that he's going to face in Egypt is because he himself is under authority, and he himself is willing to go all out, even to the with the possibility of losing his life. So these are very serious matters. The serpents are going to be released. The serpents of deception. Serpents of deception, most especially. So people will begin to rationalize around the subject of God. People are going to begin to say things like, all we need is love. We don't need, nobody needs to die for nobody. They are going to begin to hear stuff like, oh, if Jesus died, man, maybe he died, but I mean, I love the idea of Jesus, like he loves. People want to talk about his love, they don't want to talk about his sacrifice. I'm going to say, look, it is not the unbelievers that will restore the authentic message of the cross. That in this season of revival, we must restore the message and we must restore the cross. The cross in this context means that if any man will follow after me, that man must carry his cross and must follow Jesus. He must follow Jesus the way he will apportion to him. Listen to me, these are very serious matters. Because on that day, there are not just going to be believers. There are going to be five foolish virgins. There are going to be a category of people that are going to be virgins. Those are five wise virgins that have prepared their oil. They have prepared for the rainy day. They have served their king in the daytime, and they've prepared to serve him in the nighttime. And I dare say to you that there's a shift coming. There's a shift coming, even in Nigeria. There's a renewed sense of revival in the atmosphere. And let me tell you something. The NSAS report that was released recently is a token. It's a token that is given to us. It's a token that is given to us. It is the voice of freedom. It is the voice of revival. What you are seeing is a report. But in the realm of the spirit, there's something else that the Holy Ghost is saying. And you are going to see certain things will be marked as a result of this report. And I dare say that you are going to see a renewed interest in the subject of prayer. A lot of people begin to pray again. You will just find that all of a sudden you can pray. There are some of you listening to me right now. You have been struggling in place of prayer. And you've been struggling in a way that you find even sometimes confusing, because you really mean to pray, but your lips will not move. But God is saying that on the strength of this waiting of that we're going to be staying with him for the next 3 days, that is going to empower many people again. And they will be able to pray. And they will not just pray, but they will pray with the rod of authority. I don't know who I'm prophesying to this evening, but the Lord said there's going to be a release of the rod of authority to rule in the midst of enemies. And the Lord said, look, before I do that, I am going to revive you. I am going to empower you. And like the scripture I read to you, he said, if you revive us, he said, we will rejoice. That means that one of the signs that a person has found the voice and the sounds of revival is that he's going to begin to rejoice. You're going to be filled with the Holy Ghost. You are going to be filled afresh. Listen to me, and let me say this. When Peter and John were released from prison, the scripture said they went back to their own company and they prayed. So that said to me that, look, every time there's a renewed call towards revival, you will see men turning away from sin. You will see men turning away from laziness, and they will begin to pray. Number three, you will find men begin to sit around the word of God. People want to know what God is saying. Number four, you will find a renewed interest in the power of God. Hallelujah. You are going to find renewed interest in the power of God. Listen to me. God is going to release upon young people in this last days, you know, and is going to release upon them giftings in the area of healing. Because many will begin to, many people will, you know, there's going to be a lot of noise about people being sick. But the Lord said, look, I'm not going to wait for your pastor. I'm going to put my spirit upon you. And the Lord said, this is anointing is going to work in a very unique way. And please listen to me. The Lord said that just by looking at people, the healing power will flow. Just by looking at them. He said the healing power will flow. He said just by touching them, the healing power will flow. They are going to begin to feel better. So this is a higher level of manifestation, because you are going to find that many people will say, oh, you can't do this because of where you are. You can't touch people. You can't pray for people. There are going to be laws, you know. There are going to be laws restricting people from being able to do certain things. And the Lord said, look, I'm going to bypass all those protocols. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Even now as I speak, I ask that the Lord will release upon everyone that is listening, now everyone who is watching now, the grace to step into the healing anointing. And in the name of Jesus, as many of you that are connected right now, open your hearts now. Because the power of the Lord is going to come upon you. Wherever you are, I want you to say amen. I want you to type amen. There's going to be a release of authority in the area of healing. In the name of Jesus Christ, as you are listening to me now, that atmosphere will begin to open upon you. The Lord will announce you. He will announce your ministry. He will announce His evidence in your life by the ministry of healing. In the name of Jesus, Salikra te shipalia, Brando Sofedia. The rod of authority is being released to swallow up the serpents. That serpent bringing depression. Likazia, Lisafala. Listen to me, depression is a serpent. Depression is a serpent. There are people, there's a few people listening. There's no reason for you to be depressed, but you find that you are there. But right now, we release the rod of authority and we command every serpent to be swallowed up. In the name of Jesus, Selikrande, Kopra Shita in Elekosa. Barakalia, we swallow up every serpent with the rod of God's authority. In the name of Jesus, wherever you are connecting from, there is no distance in the spirit. Listen to me. God's hand is going to reach you there. God's hand is going to touch you there. There's somebody listening now. You're watching, or maybe you are listening. And you are saying, Father, I have trusted you, and I don't know where to turn. And the Lord said, I will prove myself strong on your behalf. He said, and the Lord said, I'm going to send your name to a place you didn't apply for. And they are going to send for an opportunity is going to open. You are going to apply for it. And you will not expect them to call you, but they are going to call you. And the Lord said, I'm going to prove this thing as a sign that I am your Father and that you have not been abandoned. Lita sikai ye paraketolia. Because the sounds of revival are here. So those things that have been dead, they will begin to grow again. Because rain is coming. Because rain is coming. Because rain is coming. I say rain is coming. Ye kaliba, le kadara. Rain is coming and it's going to be heavy. It's going to be heavy over you. It's going to be heavy over your family. In the name of Jesus, it's going to be heavy over you. Bala kara disi ala baradia. Bare bada kala. Badle so kotolia. Maratala. Reba le do sute reba gada likadia. In the name of Jesus, I command everyone whose soul is clinging to the dust. I command and I speak into the life of everyone who is struggling. We are struggling. You are at your wit's end. Psalm 119 and verse 25. It says, my soul clings to the dust. Revive me according to your word. Psalm 119 and verse 25. That's a word for somebody. It says, my soul is clinging to the dust. Revive me according to your word. Now in the name of Jesus, Sela Barakadi Lekosia, I prophesy in the name of Jesus, Libadia Sakala, according to this word, the hand of God is finding you in that season. Barikadia, and he said, I should tell you, he will preserve you from embarrassment. Oh, Malikadia Sakala Badia, there's somebody watching me and you need to hear this word now. The Lord said, I'm going to prove myself on your stronger behalf. He said, and I will save you. You will not be embarrassed. In the name of Jesus, Salikadia, he said, deliver me, revive me according to your word. Anakabadia, Ekoturia, Badle Kotuzia, Rekedia, Bale Masotolia. Listen to me. God said, I should say to you that which he has done in your life, Falipregedia, that he has not permitted a man to touch it, and that you should rest in his love. He said, I should encourage you to rest in his love. He said, that thing that is in your hands, that he gave it to you, and that I should bring you a word of assurance that nothing is going to touch it. Eli Karabadia, he said, if these people insist, he said, he will move them elsewhere and preserve you. And I'm speaking this word specifically concerning a person who is having a challenge in the office. Lika darabase leprotophysia. He said, if these people insist, he will move them out for your sake. He said, because I will give Sheba for you. He said, I will give Sheba for you. I will give nations for you, said the Lord. In the name of Jesus, Selekara, Barakadia Likadizia. in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, I want to read Hosea chapter 14. Hosea chapter 14 and verse 7. Hosea chapter 14 and verse 7. Now, please, if you've been following me and we are live on YouTube, you can go back and, you know, subscribe to the channel and listen again. And if you are following our Telegram channel, we are going to post these messages there, you know, as soon as we are done. So please, if you are on YouTube, or on Zoom or on Mixlr, please, we are going to post the Telegram channel right now. Please try to join the channel because all these messages will be there. Look at Hosea chapter 14 and verse 7. The word of God says, they that dwell under his shadow, they shall return. They that dwell under his shadow, they shall return. They shall revive as they come. They shall grow as the vine. Oh my God. Ba le gada bara. He said, the scent thereof shall be as the wine of Lebanon. Oh barikataz ya libarakatelia. Libre satudia masikalakada. This is a word of prophecy. Libra de shale le kotola. Rebatasia palakatu. Rebadikazia. I want you to open that scripture if you are able, or you read it in the chat group and begin to prophesy this scripture into your life. He said, they that dwell under the shadow of the Almighty, he said, they shall return. Listen to me. There shall be a returning, and the expectation of the righteous shall not be cut off. I don't know where you are listening from, but right now I release this word into the atmosphere. And as you begin to connect with it by faith, in the name of Jesus, Rebadikazia, there shall be a returning. By the Spirit of God, Likadazia, Barakat, and you are coming back with the rod of authority. You are coming back with the rod of strength. In the name of Jesus, the same places where you have failed, the same places where people try to embarrass you, the same places where you thought you failed, the same places where you had to run away from to cover your shame, the Lord said there shall be a returning, and that you shall revive as they come. Oh, Balikadia Sakala, that means there's going to be rain for a bountiful harvest. Libra this year, there are many of you who have, you have worked hard this year. You worked hard under very difficult circumstances. But the Lord said, look, there's rain coming. And it's going to, the harvest is going to be heavy. It's going to be heavy in your family. The Lord said, I'm going to do things for you that you could not have saved for. The Lord said, I'm going to bring stuff into your life you could not have saved for it. He said, but I will do it. I will do it for you. I will do it for your family. He said, you will revive as they come. He said, you will grow as divine. That means it will become difficult for you to be uprooted, because the hand of God will rest mightily upon you, and it will cause you and your seed and your children to begin to prosper. You will prosper as divine. That means you will become not just a source but a resource. You will become sought after, because men will begin to seek for your wisdom. Men will begin to seek for that which God has put on your inside. Libarakadia, barisete kulia, rabalita breto, oplakaza. Men will begin to seek you, because you will be as that which are men who are hungry will seek for. Like the corn, likadatia, merikozia. Listen to me. There are many of you, you know, you've been listening to our confessions this year. And many of us say, in 2021, I will lend to nations. It's not only money. It's not only salary. Every time you give your skill, every time you do stuff that goes abroad, you know, or maybe you write a research paper, or you are doing stuff that somebody somewhere in another part of the world is getting the benefit of, you're already lending to nations. I mean, I got an email about 2 weeks ago, and they told me that, look, a particular research work I'd done online, that people, more than 100 people have read it all over the world. But I'm just here in Lagos. Okay? I declare your name will be announced all over the world. Ye baraka dia seleba. Ye revash embreta lifasa likazotia. The names of your children will be announced by the Holy Spirit all over the world. Ye kataba. I destroy the face of the covering cast. E kalima rakasia. I destroy the face of the covering cast. That which covers the effort of a man, that which covers the labor of a man, that which causes a man to labor, but unbelievers are prospering more than him. that which causes a man to be despised, that which causes the wisdom of a man to be despised, today in the name of Jesus, we open your wisdom to the world. Yo, men will go online and they begin to seek you out. Men will go online, they begin to seek you out. They will begin to choose you. You shall be chosen. You shall be chosen. Barikato, Barikazia, as we rest under this atmosphere, I prophesy in the name of Jesus Christ that you will no more be the men of strange tongue. Men who do not speak your language, they will begin to look for you. They will look for interpreters because they have chosen you. He said, because we dwell under a shadow, we will return. We will return. We will not, the way we left is not the way we will come back. We will come back with the rod of authority. Moses will come back with the rod of authority. And this time he will live with everyone. You will live with everyone that the Lord has tied to you. Everyone that is assigned to your destiny. You will live with them. Marakadia, Balito Zutelia. Because this is the sound of revival. Hey, hallelujah. Hey, hallelujah. He said, the scent thereof shall be as the wine of Lebanon. Le Bracadia, your life will begin to bring forth a fragrance that will be desired. Oh, Le Baracadia Zelia. Oh, Balikadia Solebeanda. Out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. That which will come out from your spirit shall be that which shall be desirable to nations. Oh, Balidekiziyalakala. I pray the Lord will put the solution of the problem of that country where you live in your hand. The Lord will put the solution of that country where you are living. He will put it in your hands. Likadasi alabara, rebadia, the wisdom of the Lord. Likadise, brande kozolia, endrobasiva, lika ramadisia, baladuso pregedia, bare matalia, ekotosia, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Listen to me, I want to touch on one word there. The word of the Lord says, they that dwell under the shadow, they shall return. Then you go into Psalm 91. Psalm 91, verse 1. It said that dwelleth in the sacred place of the Lord shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. So what Hosea 14:7 is telling us is that they that dwell in the presence of the Lord, they that dwell under the atmosphere of the Spirit, those who prioritize, those who make God's presence number one. It doesn't matter if you're a pastor. It doesn't matter if you're a banker. It doesn't matter if you're a nurse. It doesn't matter if you're an accountant. The Lord said, they that dwell. So you may be a pastor, but you may not be dwelling. You may be a bishop, but you may not be dwelling. But you could be a servant somewhere. You could be a mechanic. You could be a plumber. You could be whatever. He said, but if you dwell in the secret place of the Lord, if you dwell in the secret place of the Most High, he said, he will cause you to abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I declare the supernatural realm is open to you. I declare the supernatural realm is open to you. Wherever you are listening from, wherever you are connecting from, the supernatural realm of the Lord is open to you. You begin to experience. You begin to experience heaven on earth. You begin to experience the heaven on earth. You begin to experience the atmosphere of heaven. Oh, Balikadia. Peradventure, you are in a place where men are saying it's a dry land. Peradventure, you are in a place where men are saying people don't get promoted here. Peradventure, you are in a place where they say you'll be discriminated against because of your skin color or your voice or your nationality or your race. Now I declare, Masikaliande, that the atmosphere of God is open upon you. Ale Karamasiande, and you begin to live by the economy of heaven. Ah, Barakadi, I don't know who I'm prophesying to, but right now you begin to live by the economy of heaven because this sound of revival is going now into the atmosphere and is resting upon people as you connect by faith. It's resting upon you. It's resting upon you. It's resting upon you. He said, it is those that dwell. That means there are people who are not visitors to the presence of God. They are not visitors. They dwell there. They dwell there. And God is saying, look, I want you to dwell with me. I want your address to read the throne room. I don't want your address to read those things you are writing on that form. I want your address in the realm of the spirit to read my throne room. He said, those who dwell, not those who visit. He said, those who dwell. Oh, I want you to pray and say, Father, I begin to dwell in your presence. Oh, I make your throne my dwelling place. Ah, le baragadi alabasia. I make your throne my dwelling place. I choose to be with you. I choose to be with you. You see, to be with God is to be in life. To be outside of the presence of God is to be in debt. Oh my God, oh God, I choose you. I choose you above every other thing. I choose you above the anointing. I choose you above the ministry. I choose you above this earth. I choose you above prosperity. I choose your presence, the joy of the Lord that comes to a man. When that man is saturated with the presence of God, I choose your glory. I choose you. I choose you, oh God, again. I choose you 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 because you are faithful and you are God. I choose you again. I choose you again. I choose you above the gods of this land. I choose you above my certificate. I choose you above the benefits I get from serving. I choose you, oh God. I choose you afresh. I choose you. I choose you above my circumstance. I choose you above every health condition. I choose you. I choose you because you are faithful. I choose you because I know you are faithful. You are God. You are Elohim. And I thank you. I thank you, Lord, because you are releasing yourself in a new way to us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You are releasing yourself in a new way. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Now let me tell you something very important. In 2 Chronicles chapter 7 and verse 14, God began to give us a formula. 2 Chronicles chapter 7 and verse 14. God began to give us a formula. He said, if my people, and he didn't speak about unbelievers. He said, if my people that are bearing my name, that are called by my name, he said, if they will humble themselves. Oh, hallelujah. He said, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves. If they will humble, can you see the first thing God itemized as one of the reasons why many do not experience the sounds of revival? Why many are not healed? God began to speak about pride. God said, look, if my people who are called by my name can humble themselves and allow me be God, if they can humble themselves and stop trying to be too smart, if they can humble themselves and allow me go ahead of them, he said, if my people who are called by my name, they can humble themselves and wait for me, because the scripture said, those that wait upon the Lord, they shall not make haste. Oh, balikadiya sakala. Look, listen to me. The word of God is saying, look. He said, if those that are called by my name, they shall humble themselves. So there is a pride factor. There is a pride factor that has taken many out of the economy of heaven. There is a pride factor. There are people who are doing the wrong thing. They know they are doing the wrong thing and they cannot admit it because of their pride. Meanwhile, where they have found themselves, God did not send them there. Oh, Malika Daria Kasala. Oh my God, I don't know who I'm speaking to. Listen to me. There is a factor of pride that has killed many spiritually. It has killed them spiritually. And if you find yourself there, listen to me, there's no proud man anywhere that will tell you he's proud. There's no proud man anywhere that will tell you, oh, I realize I'm proud. No. Every proud man believes that he's standing on his right. But it takes you putting yourself under the authority of God's word to see that pride will take you out immediately. Listen to me, Lucifer stood before God. He stood before God in such a very powerful way that even Michael was not found there. But pride, the scripture said, the day pride, iniquity was found in pride, there was no second chance. There is something about pride and unforgiveness. It takes people out. You see, I sometimes even tend to think that pride and unforgiveness have a greater weight than some of the popular sins we carry about. I'm very serious. And I will come back if the Lord permits us. I probably may want to look into dealing with generational patterns or family patterns. But if the Lord permits me, we'll look at that tomorrow. He said, if my people who are called by my name humble themselves and pray, that means one of the primary reasons why believers don't pray is pride. One of the reasons a lot of believers don't pray, but they make excuses about why things are not working, is pride. So one of the signs of a humble man is that he is dependent on God in the place of prayer. That man knows that until he has prayed on a particular matter, until he has sought the face of God, he cannot prosper in that which God has allocated to him. And listen to me, if you complain too much, check your prayer life. If you complain too much, check your prayer life. If you are always asking people for advice and they give you conflicting, suggestions, check your prayer life. Many people who find themselves in this category have either not prayed or they have not prayed enough. God attaches the subject of pride as having a direct impact on prayer. And if a man cannot pray, then he cannot be heard by heaven. Because the scripture says that our prayers come before him like an incense. There are people that come to church, they don't want to pray, but they want the pastor to pray for them. Some people come and say, "Pastor," and I see that a lot, "Pastor, please pray for me." And I say, "What do you want me to pray about?" They say anything. You have already violated the first law of prayer, which states that for prayer to be effective, it must be specific. Then for prayer to also be effective, it must be directed at God. So these are very, very quiet, and I hope somebody is writing these things down. He said, "The people, my people." So God is saying that a lot of his children are casualties. A lot of his children are suffering like unbelievers because they talk about their problems, but they don't pray about it. He said, if they can take out time to pray. The second thing that is mentioned as a direct impact of humility is the issue of seeking the face of God. So there's a level where we pray and we bring our request before God. But there's another level in which we are seeking his face because we want to experience him and we want supernatural direction. So there is such a thing as the prayer of inquiry. There is such a thing where you are praying and asking for revelation. "God, I want you to guide me. What do you want me to do?" Now, there's another matter to this issue of the prayer of inquiry, because there are some that are using this weapon or this particular tool, but they do not have the administration of faith to power that particular process. So that's another matter. Okay? So God is saying, look, if you humble yourself and you begin to pray, humility will make you pray. Humility will tell you that you need to hear God. So you are praying. You are praying for people. You are seeking the face of God. You are asking for directions. And God is saying, look, there is a third factor. We have a lot of prayerful people in Nigeria who are very wicked. We have a lot of prayerful people in Nigeria. Maybe one or two of them are even here now. Who are praying for their father-in-law to die. Who are praying for their mother-in-law to die. There are people praying that nobody should disturb their husband. You understand? Wicked people. I call them wicked people. They are God's children, no? But they are wicked. There are people that there are people, and please, this is not to say the judgment of the Lord will not rest upon the wicked, but I'm saying that if you do not seek the face of God and turn away from wicked ways, do not just talk about sin is one of them, but what are the things you are doing that make you more the child of Satan than the child of God? What are those things you allow within your space that verify your status as a child of Satan more than a child of God? Those are the things God is saying we must turn away from them. God is saying we must turn away from them. There are people that are still beating their wives. The Lord said, look, or there are women beating their husbands. The Lord said, you must turn away from your wicked ways. There are people that are threatening their spouses with divorce. The Lord says you must turn away from your wicked ways. There are people that are not working and paying the price. They want their wife to be doing all the work and be bringing money home. The Lord says you must turn from your wicked ways. Everywhere is quiet now. Okay, my time is up. Okay. So it's wickedness. There are people that they say hurtful things. They can say hurtful things to you and you feel like hanging yourself. There are people whose tongues are very sharp. Their tongues are very sharp, sharper than a two-edged sword. When they talk to you, you begin to look down on yourself. It's as though they have killed you with their words. You must turn from your wicked ways. Because these are the things that God says in that revival. These are the things that in that the power of God coming into your life. God says, if you pray, if you humble yourselves, if you pray, if you seek my face, if you turn from your wicked ways, he said, I will hear you. This is God's commitment. This is God's commitment. This is God's word of commitment. And the scripture tells us that God honors his word more than he honors his, even his own name. God said, if you follow this principle, check yourself against 2 Chronicles chapter 7 and verse 14. God said, I will hear from heaven. What that means is that he will not send an angel. He will hear you directly. He will hear you directly. Come on, I say we hear you directly. Because there are people who have said, oh God, I don't know why you abandoned. God didn't abandon you. Go and follow this 2 Chronicles 7:14 and checkmate your life against it. He said, I will hear you from heaven. I will forgive your sins and I will heal your land. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, over every life, over every family represented, let the healing power of God visit your foundation. Let the healing power of God visit your family. Let the healing power of God visit your children. Let the healing power of God visit your parents, wherever you are connecting from. In the name of Jesus, let the healing power of God begin to touch lands. Let it begin to visit families. Let it begin to transform lives. Let it begin to do wonders. Father, let your power begin to do wonders. Father, let your power begin to do wonders over everyone connected right now. Let your power begin to do wonders. Liparakazia, no man will take the glory over the work of God in your life. In the name of Jesus, let the power of God be released as we begin to seek the face of God, as we begin to repent before him, as we begin to pray and humble ourselves, let the power of God be released. Let the voice of God be restored. Let the power of God be released. Let the voice of God be restored. Let the power of God be released. Let the voice of God be restored. As we sit under your atmosphere in this 3 days conference, Father, we ask, let the power of God be evident. Let there be healings in the name of Jesus. On the strength of this message tonight,